In all the years he's been on the show, Maury has never fucked up a black name. Think about that shit. Over 20 years on the air, Dontavious? Mm. Says it like it's nothing. I'll mess up the name in my head. I'll be like, that's not even a word. That can't be a name. Maury will just sit there unfazed. They'll put the baby on the screen. You know, like, the show been on long enough that now, even in our DNA, we know we shouldn't be on Maury. So even the baby look embarrassed to be on Maury. Like, even the baby, like, it's not my fault. And I'll see the screen below the name, and I'll be like, is that a two in that nigga's name? And then Maury, without even missing a beat, will like, when it comes to the case of six-month-old Twain, I'm like, wow! He said it with his full chest. No ums, no uhs. Wow. Have y'all used Threads yet? Okay, a couple woos. Right. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. It seems okay. You know what I mean? Seems like what the old internet used to be. You remember that old, like, AOL text type? That's what it feels like. I just can't wait for Threads to become a dating app. Because that's what happened. Like, men are too horny and nasty not to turn everything into a dating app eventually. Anything with DMs becomes a dating app almost instantaneously. It's crazy. Men will turn Uber Eats into a dating app. We'll be like, we'll get the pizza delivered and be, if she cute, you like, I got a whole pizza if you want to, you want to hang out for a little while. Like, dudes turn the phone into a dating app before dating apps. A lot of people don't know about it. So, in March 7th, of 1876, Alexander Graham Bell was given the patent for the telephone. But they don't put it in the history books that on March 8th of 1876 was the first time somebody made a phone call and was like, what the fuck you wearing, bitch? What color are those pantaloons? Oh, they're beige? Ooh, you little trollop. Yeah, what color? I don't know. Whenever Tupac was murdered, it really was like Black Elvis. Like, we couldn't accept it. We were like, no, he went to Cuba because they was looking for him. Not likely, all right. But we never did that with Biggie. You notice that? Tupac and Biggie got shot within months of each other. And Tupac were like, no, he gonna come back one day. And Biggie, we were like, yeah, that checks out. That's wild. I can't help but think it's because Biggie was heavy. I do. I think deep down we know if it wasn't the bullets, it would have been butter. You know what I mean? Like, Biggie was not long for this one. It was going to be the streets or the kitchen. One of them was coming for Biggie. It's popped in my head this week. Sometimes you just have memories of when you were little for no reason. I've been thinking about my life and thinking about growing up and stuff, and I just had this thing. From when I was a little kid, I went to the grocery store with my grandma, and this was not a good grocery store. We didn't have it like that, so it was a discount grocery store, and it was pretty bad. Like, it was one of the ones where you go in, and the meat is $3, but then when you ask what type of meat it is, the butcher would be like, why are you asking all these questions, dog? Like, just take it or don't take it. And I don't know how to describe it, but there's a weird thing that when you're in a bad situation, but you're used to it, just feels normal, you know? And so I was hanging out with my grandma. We were walking. She was putting stuff in the cart and everything. And then we heard an argument that turned into a fight on the other aisle, right? And it's loud, and they're knocking stuff over off the shelves and stuff, and they're screaming at each other. And one of them's like, you don't get out of my face, I'll shoot you. Yeah, like, nothing you want to be a part of. And I saw my grandma turning down to go down that aisle. And I'm 6 years old, but I'm like, grandma, do we really need to... and she like, I need the bread. They not fighting me, all right? And the night before I went to the grocery store with my grandma, I was at home and I was watching TV. And because we didn't have a ton of money growing up, cable was a luxury. And it was a luxury that my mom had to time. Because she wanted to give me what other kids had, but she just knew she couldn't really give it to me all the time. So we had to plan cable. So my mom, we would have it for 3 months, not have it for six, you know. My mom would sit me down and be like, all right, so you gonna see the beginning of the season of Friends. But you're gonna have to find out about Ross and Rachel from word of mouth, all right? And so I remember this night was special because everyone had gone to bed without sending me to bed. So I'm 6 years old and I'm just up late. Everybody's asleep. I got control of the remote. This is crazy. I'm about to watch whatever comes on late. This is wild. So I was flipping channels and stuff, and in my head, I'm like, if I don't keep it too loud, nobody will even notice. I can watch whatever I want. This is amazing. And when you're little, you're just excited for it to be late because you just never experienced late before. Like I was just running around like 2 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 a.m., 2 a.m., right? So I remember I was flipping channels and I landed on Night of the Living Dead. And I watched Night of the Living Dead at 6 years old, which is far too young for me because I don't even know about real life yet. So I don't know if this stuff can happen or not. Side note, I found out years later, back in the day when they were making horror movies, like the early horror movies, their prosthetics weren't that good. So if you got hired to be a zombie, you were just ugly. Like that's this is a little history tidbit for you. Anyway, I'm watching it and it's terrifying. This is crazy. I was like, this is a bad idea. I can see why they sent me to bed. Nothing good happens at 3 a.m. This is crazy. And so I went to bed and then, you know, next day, wake up, go with my grandma to the grocery store, and as she's about to turn the aisle, we hear like a scream and a big loud thud and then silence. And I was like, Grandma, are you sure that we want to turn this corner? Because he said I'm going to shoot anybody in my face, and if we turn the corner, we're going to be in his face. What if he misses the person he's aiming at? You know? He's like, boy, come on. And so then what we would find out later, what was actually happening was there was a fight between two dudes in wheelchairs. That's why it was such a ruckus and everything was getting knocked over, because they get knocked over, they got to roll back up. Punch. And so the thud that we heard was the finishing move from the first guy, because what he did, they had been scuffling and knocking stuff over with their chairs and everything, and then finally he just grabbed that dude by the collar and threw him out his chair. And so when we turn the corner, all we see is just a bunch of bread and rice on the ground. That dude done rolled off already. And so the only thing that I see coming at me is a dude with no legs crawling like this. So I'm like, My grandma would grab me and pull me to the other aisle. She was like, boy, what is wrong with you? That is an amputee. You need to have some damn compassion. And I told her, I was like, Grandma, I don't know what an amputee is, but that nigga is a zombie, all right?
I do wonder. And this is a genuine question. I'm being sincere. This isn't like, I'm not going to make fun of you or anything. Does anyone here believe in aliens? Okay. So this is my thing. I believed in aliens so hard when I was little. Like when I was a little kid, I was like, it's just us in the whole universe? Come on, really? Just us? A whole universe? That seems wild, right? And then as I get older, it's becoming harder for me to believe in aliens, because especially after everything up until 2023, it's hard to believe in aliens because Trump didn't mention it while he was president. Like that man told every secret. Anything they told him, he told us in an hour. Like they would be in the room with this man and be like, you're not going to tell anybody, right? And he's like, no. And then he leaves the room. He's like, folks, like that was, he could not keep a secret at all. He had the leakiest White House of all time. And he never mentioned aliens. So now I'm like, ah, maybe not. I don't know what to tell you. It's a tough one. For the people who believe in aliens, once again, I'm being sincere, I wonder if aliens haven't made broad daylight obvious contact with us because they think we're boring or because they've seen how we treat each other. Do you know what I mean? Like if I was an alien above Earth looking down all this time, I'd be like, oof. They don't even like when you have different skin. And I got three dicks, so they gonna kill me immediately. Just out of jealousy, if nothing else. God damn. Might as well stay up here where it's safe. Ooh. I feel this is a weird thing. I respect that people have to be like choosy when they're dating, and sometimes you have to make choices based off, like, you get a little inkling of a thing and you call a red flag, or you, because you're like, I know how it's gonna go after that. And sometimes people are overly harsh about that, but it's necessary, you know? Like, I think about my friend, I went to a club with my buddy and he had a full, like, almost rom-com experience. He saw this woman across the club, truly across the club. He was like, the light was just shining on her a little extra, you know? So then my man made his way over, and it was almost like the dance floor was parting as he was walking over to her. And then he gets up to her, he lays his thickest game on that he has. He's like, hey, how you doing? You know, mind if I buy you a drink or something? And she turns around and looks him up and down and goes, No, that's not what we're doing. And he tries one more time. He's like, why can't I buy you a drink, get to know you? We might like each other. And she looks him up and down again, and she goes, your shoes. Which I know, it sounds super vapid. That's wild. It sounds really materialistic, but I'm not going to lie. I'm on her side. Because when he looked down, both his shoes were untied. And it's like, yeah. Bro, how did you? There's no better way to walk up to a woman and be like, you have to take care of me eventually, than to have both your shoes untied when you approach the conversation. How'd you even make it over without tripping? It's crazy. Dude, one shoe could happen to anybody. Both shoes hasn't happened since the third grade, all right? If you approach a woman with both your shoes untied, you might as well walk up with a glass of milk in one hand and a cookie in the other. Talking about, you want to be friends? Because that's what the fuck you look like with both your shoes untied. It's insane. I was watching a movie this week. Have you heard of Downfall? Anybody? Okay. It's a German movie, and it's about the last 10-12 days of like Hitler and the Third Reich. It was like when they were losing the war, and it's from the account of the secretary that was in the bunker of just like, you know, Hitler was freaking out and everything. And it got me to thinking, like, how do you contend with the idea that there's a higher power while watching all of the horrible stuff that happened around the world in World War II? It's like the worst atrocities against humanity happen, but also there's supposed to be this higher power that's fully in control and everything. And people talk about if they could go back in time, they'd kill baby Hitler and stuff like that. I'm like, all right, yeah. But if I was God, I think I would have just given Hitler a real high voice. Ain't nobody following him then. If that dude rock up and be like, listen to me. There's something happening in the fatherland that must be stopped. I don't even think you let that dude work fast food. You'd be like, nah, that voice too annoying. He's like, listen to me about the Jews. It's like, no.
I worry about family. I worry about my cousin because he an idiot. He is. My cousin is wild. So my cousin joined a cult, right? I know, which is a big deal for that cult because they don't get a lot of us. You know what I mean? Like, that's... They were so excited to have a black friend. That was crazy. They were like, and I remember somebody told me to join the cult, and so I went ahead and looked it up, you know, because I'm worried about my cousin. I want him to be all right. I look it up, and I could tell he was in danger because the website was trash. It was like, I was like, Comic Sans, he is in danger. All right, this is terrible. They really crazy out here. That's wild. Broken link 404 not found. Oh, Lord. They might already did it. Okay. And so, basically, I went ahead and was talking to him. In my mind, the best thing to do was just go ahead and go to one of his meetings with him. Because the thing that cults do is that they create a shared language and a shared experience that no one outside the cult can actually understand or participate in unless they're in it. So then when you tell your friends and family about it, they look at you skeptical. They just don't understand because they weren't there, right? But if they come there with you, like if I show up with him and hear the dude preaching and just turn to him like, nigga, like, that might break it. And so I went there, and it was this weird house and everything. And I sat down, and including me in the room, the whole cult congregation was four people. And I was like, this is not a cult at all. Y'all just two idiots doing a guy favors. This is not, your cult can't even move a pool table. What are you doing?
I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day before the pandemic, they were talking about putting Harriet Tubman on like the 20 or something. I don't even remember what bill it was. And it was like everyone had an opinion immediately. There were people who thought it was great. There were people who didn't care, you know, a little bit, and then it turned out they cared. You know? And then there were people that were like, no, we can't have this happen. You know? And then Mnuchin said he'd block it, and he did. You know? So it never happened. But I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I need Harriet on the 20. What bothers me the most is how is Harriet Tubman not had her own sneaker yet? Like, that seems... You know what I mean? Think about it. Who is more deserving of a sneaker deal throughout all the history of America than Harriet Tubman? Come on. If you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, she was the LeBron of escaped slaves, okay? She was putting up numbers. She got a lot of other people to freedom. Buckets. That would have been a motherfucker to be a slave owner while Harriet was around. You come outside, ain't nobody there. You're like, the commercial writes itself. It does. You know, I just beat the Golden State Warriors in my new Adidas Maxes. And it's like, oh, I ran to freedom. How about that? That's... How do you beat that shoe? You don't.
I love visiting my white friends because they always got new pets. They always got new pets they think are normal. Because, like, we all read fairy tales and stuff. We were little. We all watched The Jungle Book. I don't know what was happening. I was raised by black people, so I have no idea what was happening in white households. But I feel like there were extra chapters in those books because... Because white people really out here thinking every animal is their friend. Like, that's... Dude. White communion with nature is, like, almost upsetting. It's like... And I went over to my buddy's house, and something hit me in my face, like, real hard. And I thought it was a garbage bag, right? And I was like, it's not even air conditioning here for a garbage bag to be floating around. So I was like... And it was loud, too. Like, it hit me, like... And then I turned around. I was like, what was that? He's like... Oh, I forgot to tell you, I got a bat. It you got a what? He's like, no, I got a bat. I'm like, where? What? What? What the fuck? You live in a studio, you have a bat. Where? Like, where does it even sleep? And he's like, Josh, it sleeps in the closet. He answered me like I was being unreasonable. He's like, Josh, it sleeps in the closet. That's insane. It really is. I got another buddy. He got his dog. This is the oldest dog I've ever seen in my life. This dog, 22. It's so old. You know how when dogs get old enough, their bark change? This dog barked like, bark. It's half scream, half a bark. The dog is so old, it got human problems. So he take the dog to the vet and be like, oh yeah, his psoriasis acting up. God damn. What the fuck does that happen? And then the vet like, yeah, he's got a little bit of dementia. I'm like, dementia? This dog gonna be meowing in 3 days. That's crazy as hell. That dog went, bark, bark, meow. And it's crazy too, cause he got, okay, cause his back legs, he didn't even have an accident. His back legs just dumb being legs. Like he's just, his back legs are like, bro, we 22. Like, we are 6,000 in dog years. It's done. And so then they got him the wheelchair for dogs. You know what I mean? You know, the wheelchair. But then the, but then, you know, he don't really know how to use it, so he adjusts it. But now he can finally like really run again cause it's wheel powered now. And so now he be running, but then can't fully control where he going. So then he'll be turning, and the shit look like Tokyo Drift. It's the dopest. It's the dopest shit I've ever seen, because the dog will get excited and start running, and they're like, no, 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 no. It's just crazy, because like, when you, like, okay, this is where you won't like me anymore. at least with dogs, there's like a, that could be your best friend, but you can see, oh, okay, they don't have a quality of life that is not good, so I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, take them to the vet and, you know, put them down and everything. And nobody wants to do that. It's a horrible thing. Like, I've had to do it for a pup before, and you know, it's very sad. But it is like, I think it should go the other way. Cause you know every man in here got a boy where you like, he don't have no quality of life. Steve life in shambles, all right? Sheila left him, she not coming back. She happier now that she don't have him. So I think I gotta put my boy down. You take Steve to Disneyland and he just having a great day, you like, all right.
We caught you. I'll be vulnerable for a second. I thought I had it all figured out, you know? I was sexting. And sexting's a very precarious situation. You want to make sure you're sexting at the right time, you know? Because if it's like 8 o'clock, you still got other people texting you, you know? You don't want to accidentally send a text that's incoming to somebody because you opened the thing, you know what I mean? And it's also like, what if you're not that skilled? Like, what if I'm not good texting with just my left hand? Now you're texting typos and stuff. Is knocking the sexy right out of your sexton. You know, it's like, I'm gonna fud your bass. It's like, nobody's into it now. You know? So I had an idea. I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. And I didn't talk to anybody about it. I had never heard anybody doing this, but in my mind, it was the best thing to do. I was like, I'm just gonna speak to text. So that way, I don't gotta worry about the other hand and everything, and I can just like get in the zone and stuff. I don't have to worry about other people texting me and everything. And it went horribly wrong. because I wasn't at home. I was at my childhood home. So I was in my room, but it wasn't my house, you know? And it was, you know, 9 o'clock or so, and we were sexted. And look, I'll read you the thing right now. This is awesome. Okay. All right. So she's like, oh, okay, and what's good? What would you do if you were here right now? And then I was like, girl, I would tear those clothes off. And mom, what are you doing in here? Mom, I had the door closed. You can't just open the door. I was just coming to see if you wanted dinner. No, I'm okay. Mom, get out right now. Boy, how are you gonna tell me to get out of somewhere in my house? I'm sorry, Mom. Please, can you please leave and close the door? You know we don't have closed doors in this house. Which is true. That's a very, like, black family thing of, like, you not closing the door in my house. What you up to in there? I was like, Mama, please leave. Please, please leave. And she was like, all right, what's the big deal? I was like, nothing, Mom. Just please, please get out of here. So anyway, girl, I would say... All right, thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great night.
Josh Johnson!